Today, we are going to be learning the final stage of the sugya of Aketz, which is some stories about those that have tried to force the Aketz. People that have tried to push the time before the time has come, which really that started in the Golos Mitzrayim. That we know that there was a group of people from the Shevet of Ephraim, that they went out of Mitzrayim, they said, we're going to Eretz Yisroel. Unfortunately, they got killed. And that's one of the reasons that the Torah says, when Hashem took Yidden out of Mitzrayim, He took them on a little roundabout way, so they shouldn't see the bones of the Bnei Ephraim, and they'll get scared. There's always been cases of people that have tried to force the Aketz, force the Bias Goyel. One of the most exciting stories, if it's true, it's even more exciting, that happened was in the city of Tzvas with a very big mekubel whose name was Reb Yosef Dolrina. The story is brought down in many different svarim. I'm going to be reading it to you, basically from the Sefer Umevi Goyel. The Sefer Umevi Goyel is written by Lubavitcher and Gemanadim and Nachum Zigelboim, and he put together all the stories that the Chachamim and the Rebbes have said about Mashiach into one book. Fascinating book. So in the section that says Maisim Laziris Hagula, in his book, it's on page 197, he brings the entire story. The story spans about 10 pages. So we will learn it in parts. Interesting story. And we will finish off our sugi with this. This Reb Yosef Dolrina was a big mekubel. He lived in Tzvas. And he was inspired one day that he has to bring Mashiach no matter what. He had 5 Talmidim. The story we know because one of his Talmidim wrote it, one of these 5. That these Talmidim were with him day and night, and anything that he asked, they would do, and they were also a big baki in Kabbalah. One day he comes to his Talmidim and he says, I want you all to swear with me that you're going to listen to me, and we're going to bring Mashiach together. So they said, whatever you say, we are ready to listen, and we are your servants and your students. Whatever you desire, we're going to do. He says, if that's the case, switch your clothes, purify yourself for 3 days, and come with me to the field. Like it says before, Matan Torah, if to purify yourself for 3 days. He says, prepare yourselves food, because we're not coming back home until Mashiach comes. And Amir to Hashem, we are going to be Matzliach. Sure enough, they got all excited. They got themselves clean new clothes and whole and pure clothes. And they took food, and they went out. Bitara, after 3 days of tshuva, they went out to the field with their teacher. He said, listen to me. And Mirtz Hashem, the Eivishter should be Matzliach in our mission. And they answered, Amen, Ken Yoyim Hashem, V'chofetz Hashem B'yodcha Yatzliach, that the Eivishter should be Matzliach, what we're doing. So they went out, and they went to Miron, which is near Tzvas, and they davened by the cave of the Rashbi the entire night. They only slept a little bit, and they fell asleep. They napped a little bit, and they started out on their campaign to bring Mashiach. Towards morning, it was like the twilight zone, towards morning, all of a sudden, Reb Yosef, the leader, this Kabbalist, he fell asleep, and he had a dream. And the Rashbi and his son, Reb Eliezer, they were home night by his caver, they came to him. And they told him, we understand that your heart is pure and you have a good desire, but be very careful. This mission is not for you. Be very, very careful. And he answered them, the Eibishter knows that I want it, and I'm going to do it with a whole pure heart, no matter what. Fine. So he said, if that's what you want, do it the way you want. The next morning they went to Tveria, and they got a place where there was a big field, and they didn't stop learning. They didn't look at any place. And they were busy with the Kabbalistic names. And they would go every single day to the mikveh in the Yam by Tveria, the Kinneret. And they would, every time they would toivel, they would have different kavanis and different names, like all these Kabbalistic stuff. For 3 days and three nights, they lived like this. Davening, going to the mikveh, doing Kabbalah. And they wouldn't eat by day, only at night. And even at night, they would only eat like a vegetarian. No meat, no fish, stuff like that. The third evening, Rabbi Yosef and his Talmidim, they daven mincha, and they got to the word Shema Kileinu, and they said Aneinu, and instead of saying the Eivishter's name, they said the Shema Mefoyrosh, they read the Eivishter's name with the big, all their kavanas, and they basically forced Eliyahu HaNavi to come visit them. Sure enough, Eliyahu HaNavi came, and he says, so what do you want? Why did you force me to come here? What do you want? He said, listen what we want. We know, and you know, that we're not doing this for any personal gain. We're doing this for Klal Yisrael. He says, let us know, what can we do? You're Eliyahu HaNavi, you're trying to help the Yidden. Let us know what we can do. Eliyahu HaNavi said like this, whatever you're trying to do, you're not going to be able to do. It's way too hard for you. Because at this point the clip is very strong, and therefore, even if you're going to work hard and pain yourselves and fast and do tshuva, you're not going to be able to do it. He says, I would advise you to stop right now. But if you want, I can try to give you some advice. And if you're matzliach, halavai should be matzliach. You know, I wish you could be matzliach. Sure enough, they said, we want to do the next step. He says, if that's the case, this is what you have to do. You have to go to a place that no one lives, like a far-off yishuv, some place that no one's there. For 21 days, you shouldn't eat and you shouldn't drink. The only thing at night, the only thing you can drink is bread and water. Even when you eat, you shouldn't eat to fill yourselves up, only to give yourselves a little bit light. Prepare yourself, and how should you have koyach? You should have these strong psamim, because psamim is a ruchnistic thing which gives you koyach, and smell these psamim, and this you should do for 21 days. Afterwards, the 21 days, you should take another 3 days and fast day and night, no bread and no water, pure fast. By the third day, after mincha, do your Kabbalistic stuff, and when you say the pasuk, shrafim oimdi mimaloi, you should have a strong kavana, and you're going to see that the next step, the next malach, the step you have to take, is going to appear to you. He's going to scare you, and you're going to feel like you're losing yourself. Don't be scared. Keep your mind focused. And when he comes, you should tell him, Baruch Shem Kavoid, and the malach will try to, he'll scream at you, but at the end, if you hold strong, he's going to try to help you. Sure enough, they did this thing. They moved out to a different yishuv, and they did all their kavanis for 21 days, then 3 days. And when they came to the pasuk, "Shrafim oimdi mimaloi," sure enough, the malach came down with his whole entourage, and there was big shrieks and screaming and yelling as the malachim approached, and his talmidim, they all fell down, but they kept strong. And sure enough, the malach screamed at him, what does a man made from earth want from the celestial beings? And his answer we'll hear in the next year.